Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole strength and with thy neighbor and with thy whole mind and thy neighbor as thyself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My beloved people, this is what the lawyer told to our blessed Lord that we must do. And the lawyer was completely accurate. We must love the Lord our God with our entire being, not just part. God does not want just parts. He wants everything. He created us completely. He did not create only part of us. He created all of us. And so, He wants us all in return, and we must give it. And this goes also in prayer. Remember the bulletin from last Sunday, the prayer of futility, when we just don't feel like praying. We just don't have the time. I just don't feel like it. God's not answering me. I don't want to do it. Let us remember that prayer is something that Almighty God wants of us. It's not something that we just do when we feel like it. It is something that He requires of each and every one of us. And no matter how we feel at the moment, let us pray. Of course, we don't always want to pray. Our back is hurting, I have a headache, I'm too tired, I've done this, I've done that. I'm too busy. I just want to sit in front of the television. Before we do all things, let us pray. God wants our prayer. He wants our heart. And no matter how we feel at the moment, we must give it to Him. He is our creator. We are not the creator of God. So we must give prayer to Him as He wants of us, not as we want to give to Him or feel like giving to Him. We must always remember that He wants of us, as in today's gospel, our love with our whole heart, with our whole strength, and so on. Why? Because He has given His whole heart, His whole strength to us. All we have to do is look at that crucifix up there. What more has He not given unto us? And so for us, we must give our entire being to Him. And in doing so, no matter how we feel, what is more important? What is more important is that little bit of shopping, that television program, the internet, talking with somebody on the telephone, is that more important than our eternal salvation? We have time when we go back and forth to work, back and forth to shopping, and so on. What do we do? Do we waste it listening to the radio, being on our cell phone? When we could be speaking to Almighty God. We are always asking and saying that we have no time in our life. Well, don't we make the time to sit in front of the television? Don't we make the time to do some useless shopping that we don't have to do? Don't we make the time to do things that are pointless? We make the time for them. Why not make the time for God? He is our Creator. And we, my beloved people, each and every one of us, are His creature. And as I spoke of the Assumption, even the Blessed Mother is God's creature, sinless though she is. And in that regard, let us take her example into our daily life. Her whole life was just what we heard in today's gospel. She loved God with her whole heart, with her whole soul, with her whole strength, with her whole mind. And she loved her neighbor as herself. Take her as our example. She, my beloved people, was not on her knees all the time praying, but she prayed all the time. How? She too had work to do, a household to keep up, nosy neighbors. How did she do it all and yet remain in constant prayer with Almighty God? Everything that she did for Him. And that goes for our life too. We have to shop. Let us not do it just for ourselves and for our family, but let us offer it up to Almighty God. There are many inconveniences in shopping, or in our place of employment, of traveling back and forth from these places. Let us offer up those inconveniences in union with the sufferings of Christ. Did not our Blessed Mother do the same? And she, as Nazareth was known as a gossipy town, how was it that not one person knew that that carpenter's son was the Christ? The Blessed Mother knew, Saint Joseph knew, but that is all. All the neighbors, nosy as they were, couldn't see. Just as all the people in Bethlehem at the birth of Christ couldn't see, except for the shepherds. We too, my beloved people, have nosy neighbors, whether at our place of residence or wherever we work. They don't need to know our intimate union with God. But they must see God in us. They must see Jesus Christ in us, in every action, every word. No matter if we think people are looking at us or not, we must be living as Jesus Christ is living in us. This is today's gospel. Loving him with our whole heart, our whole strength. And I will tell you something too, my beloved people. It is not any easier on this side of the communion rail as on your side of the communion rail. We too have our difficulties too. We have our troubles in prayer. We have work to get done and finished, and yet the bell rings for us for prayer. And do you think we always want to go to prayer and to hear somebody off key or mispronounce the words and so on and so forth, day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out? But we do, because there is one purpose that we are here for, and that is for Jesus Christ. And no matter how we feel about it, we go and pray and say our prayers. And so it is in our own life too. We can make the time. And we can say our prayers even when we don't feel like it. We can make the time in our life. So, my beloved people, take the Blessed Mother as your example, and Saint Joseph too. Saint Joseph had to work. And yet everything he did was a prayer. He did all things for Almighty God. And in our life too, even at our place of employment, everything we do is a prayer. If we offer it up in union with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we want to make prayer something very difficult, very complicated, so that we can get out of doing it. But prayer is so simple, so easy. We are the ones who complicate it. God has made it very simple. Let us keep it simple. Let us pray no matter what. And as I spoke of the Assumption, let us also remember our daily rosary. We must pray to the Blessed Mother to help and assist us. She is our mother. and let us give her this daily rosary. What is it, 15, 20 minutes? That is all. But we, my beloved people, being human, get bored easily. But that is not the fault of the prayer. That is our own fault. Because we need so much things to keep us entertained. Otherwise, we lose interest, become bored, and let our mind wander. That is not the fault of the prayer, but that is our own fault. And so let us acknowledge that fault before Almighty God and say our daily rosary anyway. As I said earlier, we have time when we're going to and from our shopping or to and from our place of employment, or even on Sunday to and from church. We could pray a rosary. We could pray a rosary. Because as we are driving down the highway, look at all the other people who are not paying any bit of attention to Almighty God at all. Let us not be like them. My beloved people, we have to live in the world, but we must not be of the world. And this goes for all things. And as I put the Blessed Mother as our example, let us always remember the modesty that we ought to have in our daily life, as she was the most pure creature of Almighty God. And this does not always take the form of the clothing that we wear. It is in our actions, our words, our body language. And sometimes I have to mention this today, as I've seen it in the past couple years on occasion. And even sometimes people come up to communion like this, where we take our glasses and just set them on our head, come up to communion like that. Or what's even more inappropriate is we fold them up and we hang them down. And especially with women and our dresses, it doesn't look good. So let us remember these things, my beloved people. Innocent as these things are, they are inappropriate for our Blessed Lord. They may be good at a ball game, but not here in the church. So, my beloved people, in all places and in all times, let us keep modesty and not allow the world to affect our actions, the way we think, the way we dress, the way we pray. So, my beloved people, let us pray our daily rosary. Remember our Blessed Mother. She is our mother. Let us go unto her as a child. And as a child has complete trust and confidence in its mother, we ought to have that same trust and confidence in our Blessed Mother. She knows what is good for us. She knows what is not good for us. And if we pray to her, she will take a special interest in our life. And sometimes when we pray, we think we are not heard. But let us remember this. Sometimes God says no to our request, because what we are asking will not help our eternal salvation. God knows best. So, my beloved people, let us take the Blessed Mother as our example in our daily life, and Saint Joseph too. They prayed constantly, but not on their knees. They had to live and work as we do, and yet they became two of the greatest saints on this earth. We must remember too, my beloved people, the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph did not perform one miracle while they were here on this earth. In their entire life on this earth, there's no miracle whatsoever attributed to them. And the reason for that is to show us that we, too, can become holy and sanctified through our daily life. We don't have to perform great and wonderful miracles. There are many more saints in heaven than those saints on this earth who performed great miracles. The greatest miracle that the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph performed here on this earth was not performing a miracle, but was living their daily life and becoming saints. We too can live our daily life and become saints. God bless you, my beloved people, and keep the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph before your eyes in your daily life. And remember your daily rosary. God bless you again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.